local businesses or places that you used to like hang out in the 60s and 70s in Tulsa, like Pennington's? That seems to come to everybody's mind. What are some of the places that appeal to you?
You had Pennington's, you had Barney's Hub downtown at, I think it was about 11th and Main, Austin, Boulder, I don't know, somewhere down around there. I did a little bit of hanging out around the corner at a club called the Fond du Lac, next to a bowling alley, where I also spent a fair amount of time. I was not basically a social kind of a guy. I was not. I would go to the Fond du Lac and sit there and listen to Charlie Daniels, who was running a little rock cover band called the Jaguars. I'd sit there and listen to them and drink by myself, and then go next door to the bowling alley and get a beer and ruin a couple of frames of bowling and go home.
You know, let's bring up Charlie Derrick. Certainly played a big role in Tulsa. Did you work with him or near him? Or
I hired Charlie. I had been going to hire, or I had been trying to hire, a kid from Muskogee named Greg Embody, whose dad had managed KGGF and Coffeeville, and later owned, maybe ran, or and maybe owned KBIX in Muskogee. He's using the name Coyote Calhoun, but I just couldn't afford him, so I got Charlie Derrick. He was working over at Kelly, and he came over to our night show. And Charlie, let's put it this way: if I had had the dedication to making things happen that I wanted to happen, that Charlie had, my program director would have been in much bigger cities. Mm-hmm. He had the determination, the drive, and the willingness to put in the elbow grease and the nose to the grindstone to do it. I didn't.
Mm-hmm. I think when I came here, Charlie was in KRAV. It was when FM was just beginning in 76 when I came, and I heard his name every once in a while. But let me say this, though, that to you and to all of your cohorts in rock and roll radio, I could never have done what you guys did. I wasn't born for that, nor did I like rock and roll. I was came from news stations, WDAY in Fargo, WCCO in Minneapolis was my station.
Ooh, good station.
And WLS, and you know, those were the stations.
Pretty fair little station there too, John.
Right, and so those were the stations. I was a middle of the road music kind of guy. And the news would lean toward the news. So when I came here from WOW in Omaha, they were music, but I came here and then it was more news talk, and we pretty soon dropped our music. And then I could do things. I'd have a whole hour basically to myself, and I could just, and phone calls were a big drive for me. If I was good at anything, I was good with phone calls. And I'm talking about myself now because I'm complimenting you. I could never have done what you did. My shtick was to do what I did, take phone calls and do silly things with them. And then, of course, with Oral Roberts and Tulsa Mountains and all that kind of stuff. I did that. That was,
well,
that
all was, I can tell you is my bomb out weakness of all of them, the biggest was my inability to do phone calls. When I got over to Fayetteville, they replaced a guy who was a good morning man. I'd heard him. I thought, why are you replacing him? Well, turned out the general manager never met a morning man he liked and never met a program director he liked. So they fired him, brought me over. Me, an afternoon guy, tell me I'm going to do morning. And then everything that I would try to do, no, why don't you do phone calls? Do this. So I couldn't have done what you did. It's probably a good thing there are two different kinds of formats, John.
Yes, and there's no question. It gave us both.
God took care of those of us who couldn't and those of you who could.
It gave us both a paycheck. And then, of course, I like politics and then, you know, interviewing the newsmakers of the day and all that. It just fit me perfectly. And I was so fortunate to get this job. Ron Blue brought me on, and Gary Swanson. Are those names of interest to you, like Ron Blue?
Oh, I worked with them both.
Okay.
In fact, we had a media basketball team that we played nurses and social groups and stuff like that. And Ron was on our basketball team, and Ron could play some serious basketball,
mm-hmm.
big as he was.
He played for OU. Yeah.
I did not know that. Well, okay. He probably wasn't the shape he was in when he was at KRMG at OU, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Although with Charles Barkley, maybe he was.
Right. But you came back to Tulsa in the late 80s, I think, early 90s, and you worked at, was it KQMJ, Magic 99?
Yeah, I came back in August of 87. KQMJ was, I think, the only station that Gary Swanson was not able to sell in the group when whoever bought all of his group, Queen and King and KRMG and all the rest of them.
Right.
And he had that station, and they were trying to do the same thing KRMG was trying to do. Problem was that they had a signal that was kind of like KKC's AM night signal. We never had a chance, but I got to have pretty good time there, and got me back in the market for 3 years so that I could at least have some more time in my beloved Tulsa. Although when I come back there now, I look at it and I go, and to think I almost came back here and would have had my heart broken for sure.
Mm.
You're still in Tulsa, I'm presuming?
Oh, I love Tulsa. Absolutely. I have absolutely loved Tulsa. But so we should bring names up that you worked with, Ben, when you came back again. Gary Reynolds?
Gary was the program director. Mike Cresham was the general manager. Howard Price was the sales manager.
And Mike Cresham was KRMG manager, too, or sales or whatever. Rick Allen West was there?
Rick Allen was doing a midday show and killer production, and unfortunately, just about the time that we were starting to have some things happen, so I'm going, he got hired to come to whatever Kelly was becoming as they'd become a country station. And we also lost our morning man, and they again, briefly for about 6 weeks until Johnny Rivers became available, I did a morning show that probably left a bunch of people lying there dead just waiting for you to come rescue them next year.
That's right. I forgot about Johnny Rivers.
Yeah, Johnny had been on, I think, KRAV, and I don't know what had happened, but he was out. And then all of a sudden he became available. They kept beating on me to do the morning show, and I said, no, I won't. I'm not a morning man. I will hurt you. I will kill me. It just ain't worth it. They finally talked me into it, gave me a very nice pay bump, and I'm going, and I'm starting to almost kind of get a rhythm, although I'm not really feeling I'm making anything happen on the radio. And they come in and say, Scoot, Johnny Rivers is available. And I said, well, okie dokie, put him on there. And I got to go back to afternoon for another couple of years, and that was much easier on me, although it still ended up with my having to leave because the station was obviously going nowhere, and it was clear they were getting ready to sell it or to change the format or something. So I made the mistake of going to Fayetteville.
Well, wow. Then you and I were actually competing in the mornings for a period of time.
I wouldn't say that, John. I would not say that about a nice man like you. I was over there chasing people as fast as I could away from 99.5.
Well, thank you.
And the fact that they might accidentally come to the AM instead of the FM. Oh, we're simulcasting him, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. And Steve Clem, too, was a name that worked
there. Was our, he's the Swiss hunting knife of every radio station.
Explain that.
He can do a little production, he can do a lot of research, he can do some great music scheduling, he does a decent disc jockey show. He's like me, he doesn't have the big voice, so he can't do, you know, your really big bombastic productions. Mm-hmm. But there, and he could probably go in and do traffic if he had to.
And then he wrote a history of KAKC radio.
Yeah, he was very kind to me. He said some things about me that were way over the top and inspired some other things to happen, and I hope his reputation survives all that.
Oh, it certainly has. You've come back to Tulsa to MC events at Cane's and other places, haven't you?
I came back in, I think it was the start of 2014, maybe 2014 to MC the induction of some Tulsa musicians in the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame. That was the thing at Canes. Then a year later, I came back for some kind of a 50th anniversary celebration for a group that had played Teen Hops for us at KAKC, the Rose Five. And those have been my two big returning MC gigs in Tulsa.
When did you retire from radio?
The last time finally was in about 2012 or 2013, working just a little part-time thing at a station 30 miles from me here in Arkansas. They weren't using me often enough for me to keep up with the formatic changes and the fact that it was an all-automated thing. I'd go in for a six-hour shift, screw up the sound of the station for 3 seconds, and my gut for 2 days, and I finally decided it just ain't worth it. I retired from as far as I was concerned, retired from radio for real in October of 2005.
Okay.
We came up here.